This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his powerful message titled, How to Thank God in Difficult Times. Yesterday, he shared that to be able to thank God in difficult times, we must be spiritual. Today, he shares two more keys to thanking God in difficult times. Let's join in.
Number two, one thing that we can do, which is not spiritual, but is natural, is that we must minimize the pain. That's already minimize the pain. You know, when Lazarus died, apart from the prayer that Jesus prayed, there were things that he also did naturally. We kind of helped the situation. For example, when he got to the tomb, 38 says, Jesus therefore again, groaning himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. This is something that the people could do themselves. They don't need angels to do it. But at least the rolling of the stone is a natural step that helps in the resurrection of Lazarus. Because even if he resurrects, he still has to come out of that grave. After even when Lazarus came out, he still had a problem. He was bound. 44 says, he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. Still, there were some issues that were not correct. He couldn't free himself. But Jesus said, naturally, whatever you can do to make the situation better, he said they should do it. He said, loose him and let him go. There were things that were done that were supernatural, but there were also things that were done that were natural, that helped the situation. You know, when you are doing something and you even have a little success, it creates joy in your heart. And that little joy alone can help you to say, Father, I thank you. Say you're looking for a job. You've written so many applications. Nobody has responded. Then one company writes to you and say, please come for interview. You don't have the job, but at least that morning you thank the Lord at least they have responded to you. A little spark can bring a little thanksgiving. So whatever you can do to improve the situation, do it so that you can minimize the pain. Very important. I see it this way. Let's say you are a woman, you want to get married, and you're not married. It can bring pain into your heart. Or you are a man, you want to get married, you're not married. It can bring pain into your heart. But this is how I see it. You can minimize the pain or you can maximize the pain based on what you do. If the pain is 100%, you can maybe lower it to about 30 or 40. Because there are some people that when they have a problem, because of that one problem, they pack their whole life. Their whole life is packed. Just because one thing is wrong. Maybe 20% or 10%, there is something wrong. And because of that 10%, they leave the 90 also there. They do nothing about it. So the problem that is 10% expands to 100%. But you can do something about it. Believing God for a child, the child hasn't come. There are things you can do to minimize that pain. And when you minimize it, you will find a reason to thank God. Imagine you have a car, a whole car, and the air conditioning doesn't work. So you say you won't drive it. There are many parts of the car you can enjoy without an air conditioning. At least you can sit in the car and you can move in the car. You can play music. You can enjoy the music in the car. You can give your friend a lift and be in it with your friend and converse and have fellowship and chat with the person in the car. You can use the car for Uber and do business, although there's no air condition. You can also choose to park the car and not drive it because there's no air condition. When you park it, you have brought the whole car to a standstill.
But if you start using the part of the car that work, you minimize the pain. About 90% of the car, you can use it.
So you may not eliminate it, but you can lessen it. So when Jesus said, take away the stone, the guy is dead. At least one problem has been solved. At least when Jesus calls his name, Lazarus, he will hear, because the stone is not there. And also when he gets up, even the napkins he can't remove. How much more a stone? At least the stone is gone. When he comes out, because the stone has been removed, he can come out. So there are things that can be done. And when the stone was removed, do you know what Jesus said? He said, thank you. As soon as, at least, it used to be a difficult problem. The stone has to be raised. Lazarus has to come up. But now, the stone at least is gone. Only Lazarus has to be raised. He said, because of that, God, I thank you. Something has been done. Look at your neighbor, say, minimize your pain.
Unnatural things that you can do. Moka sataka shoto kabaka barianda boka barianda bokarianda.
You wrote an exam, and because you failed, I say you won't eat. Listen, maybe it's not the time to eat and even console yourself.
Sometimes when you're believing God for a baby, you're not having one, adopt one.
It will minimize the pain. It doesn't solve the whole problem, but at least it reduces the problem. Lazarus is still dead. But at least the problem has been reduced. The stone has been taken away.
It will give you some spark of joy. A little encouragement to carry on. Hallelujah. So let me tell you something. What do I think that is going wrong? There are many areas of your life that are still working. When God was creating the world, the Bible says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. God said, verse 3, let there be light. And there was light. The only change that came to this gloomy world was just light. But the Bible says, look at God's response. Verse 4, God saw the light that it was good. It said the problem used to be 100%. But at least now it has reduced to 90. So whether it's a sickness, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a marriage, you can minimize the pain. If your husband or your wife is not giving you what you expect, minimize the pain. Don't expect anything. The problem has not gone away, but at least you are not expecting anything. It minimizes the pain.
Hallelujah.
Point number 3. In this story, it was the giving of Martha and Mary that provoked the miracle working power of Jesus and his prayer. Prayer helps. Prayer helps because prayer can release the miracle working power of God. That's what it does. It can change the situation. It doesn't minimize the pain. It changes the situation.
And in this world, there are all kinds of strange problems. Yesterday, somebody called me and told me a strange story. Said the mother went to a restaurant, ordered some food, was eating, and saw another man on another table eating. But that man who was eating is a dead man that the mother used to know. He was in the restaurant, also eating, the dead man. And she said the mother looked at the dead man and could not believe that this man who is dead is actually in the restaurant. And the dead man was looking at the mother and was smile. If you have a problem like that and you are discouraged. Then he said, the mother bowed her head to pick something from her plate. When she lifted up her eyes, the dead man was walking away. So she couldn't believe her eyes. So she asked the people who were in the restaurant, did they see the man who was? They said, oh, they all saw the man. The man just got up and left. So they all at least attested to the fact that the man was sitting there. Then they asked, did the man order anything? He said, no, the man didn't order anything. She was just looking at her and she would just smile. Now, if you
see someone like that in a restaurant, can you give thanks to God? Oh, your thanksgiving will vanish like fuel in sunlight. This lady called me yesterday and told me this story. And I said, let's pray. You know, and I was thinking in my mind, these things, I've seen them before. I have come across dead people before. As to whether they were real dead, that's another story. As to who they were, it's another story. But I've seen it before. So, we prayed. And after my prayer, you know what she said? Prophet, thank you. Prayer releases thanksgiving. Because it gives you that assurance that the power of God is moving. Prayer releases faith. And it's that faith that makes you start thanking God. That look, God will do it. I've not seen it yet, but He will do it. That faith makes some thanksgiving explode in your heart because you have prayed. The greatest gift is the gift of life, that you are alive. There are many rich people who will trade your health. They will collect your unemployment and give you their sickness, if only you will agree. When Steve Jobs was dying, the one who founded Apple, I mean, he would have offered to give you his whole company if you give him your life. If only it was possible, he would buy it. You say, give me the whole of Apple, he will give it to you. So even to be alive is a gift from God. Don't let that take it for granted. It's a gift. It's a high gift from God. Just to be alive.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to be able to thank God in difficult times, we must minimize the pain by focusing on other areas of life that are working. Prayer and giving also release the power of God and help us to thank Him.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that You died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says that, dear pastor, I had not heard from my uncle for 8 years. Nobody knew where he was. And I asked you to pray that my uncle will be located. After your prayer, within a few weeks, my uncle contacted the family. Now we are reconnected. I give God the glory.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word. Mind works. The way you think eventually defines your life.
The first sign of a renewed mind is a practical mind. You are doing business, whatever business you are doing, look, you must be decisive. That's what I'm doing. Otherwise, don't make progress. It takes time to succeed at anything. And being decisive helps you to work at the same thing for many years. And a diligent man shall abound.
It is therefore imperative that you develop the right way of thinking. Kakrabading in this message series titled Mindworks will give you some principles that will guide your way of thinking in order to succeed in life. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabading.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010.
send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.